Alaska's congressional delegation introduced companion bills in the House and Senate yesterday, proposing additional land selections in the Tongass National Forest for the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. Republicans Congressman Don Young and Senator Lisa Murkowski introduced similar bills in the last Congress. The new version also has the support of freshman Democratic Senator Mark Begich. Murkowski's office says the new bill includes changes made to reflect public comments and concerns with the previous version. It drew criticism from some residents worried about maintaining access to hunting and fishing lands and from environmentalists opposed to logging. Young says the legislation is needed so Sea Alaska can conclude its Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act entitlements.
The environmental community doesn't understand that this is not about environment. This is about the right thing to do for the indigenous people of Alaska that were guaranteed this under the Land Claims Act.
Sea Alaska already has the right to select additional federal property in southeast Alaska, but the corporation says that land is of little value or too controversial. It's pursued legislation to increase its options, in part to boost its dwindling timber base. But environmentalists say that's not necessary. Buck Lindekugel with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says Sea Alaska could select other areas, but is instead trying to cherry-pick the best forestry lands in the Tongass. Lindekugel says that's not fair.
We support Sea Alaska getting its entitlement, but this isn't the way to go about doing it. And we think any action dealing with changing the law needs to look at all the issues affecting the Tongass. It needs to take a comprehensive approach and involve all the stakeholders. And this doesn't do it.
Lindekugel says Sea Alaska will log areas that are valuable to the entire region, especially on Prince of Wales Island.
Now they're going to give the remaining, you know, old growth in these areas to Sea Alaska for more corporate logging. And it just means that they're not going to have the habitat to support the wildlife that they need to harvest to fill their food lockers. So it's going to have a direct impact on those folks.
He says some residents of Prince of Wales are concerned about being able to access hunting and fishing grounds if the Tongass lands are turned over to Sea Alaska. However, Congressman Young says that should not be a problem.
I don't believe my bill precludes access. I've always said that there was always that booger band running out there talking about not having access. But I don't believe you're going to see that being a problem. Existing roads will still exist.
Sea Alaska's timber operation is among the biggest employers on the island. The state's Timber Trade Association has endorsed the corporation's land selections as a way to support the industry. Senator Murkowski says the bill will help revitalize the economy of southeast Alaska. The new legislation differs from the previous versions. It reduces Sea Alaska's potential timberland selection pool by 2,000 acres to about 78,000 acres, and it promises full public access to some sacred sites and provides historic trail conveyances near Yakutat and Cake. It's not yet known how the bill will fare in the House and Senate, since some nationwide environmental groups have targeted the Tongass for protection, but Congressman Young says he does already have some Democratic supporters.